Our guest on the World Cafe is Dion, best known for songs like Ruby Baby and Teenager in Love and Run Around Sue. Well, it turns out that teen idol Dion, before he sang that music on the street corner, was up in his bedroom tuning in to the strong AM signals beaming out of the South, radio stations that carried the music of people like Howlin' Wolf. And Dion has always been a blues fan. In fact, when he first started recording, not only a blues fan, but a country fan, he knew every one of Hank Williams' songs. We'll hear the story of the bedroom, Dion, and more about his new album called Bronx in Blue. But let's go to stage and hear him perform some of these songs live. This is live on stage at World Cafe Live, Dion and Statesboro Blues.
This is a Blind Willie McTell song. Somebody asked me, they said, is this album a stretch for you? I said, Teenager in Love was a stretch for me. I love that song, though. We got mama turning lamp down on. We got mama turn your lamp down low. You know you haven't got the nerve to drive Papa D from your door. Biggie D left Savannah, Lord, he wouldn't stop. Y'all saw your colored father when he got that jack. Boy, Lord, I reached over in the corner, hand me down my traveling shoe. Something telling me, people, I got the Statesboro blues. You know, mama died, left me reckless. Daddy died, drove me wild. Mama died, left me reckless. Daddy died, it drove me wild. You know I ain't good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. You know I once loved a woman better than I've ever seen. You know I once loved a woman better than I've ever seen. Yeah, treated me like a king, people. Oh, Lord, she's a doggone queen. Doggone queen. You know, sister tell your brother, brother tell your cousin, cousin tell your uncle, uncle tell your best friend. You know I'm going to the country. Mama, don't you want to go? You know I might take me a fair child, Lord, one or two more. You know mama had them, my daddy had them, my sister got them, I got them. Whoa, woke up this morning, I had me those Statesboro blues. You know, I look over in the corner, people, and guess what? Grandma and grandpa had them too. I say, wake up. We got mama turn the lamp down low. Wake up, mama, turn the lamp down low. You haven't got the nerve to drive this Bronx boy from your home.
up my moan. Tiny lamb down long. I forgot to use my tremolo. I brought the pedal all the way here. Okay. Blind Willie Mattel didn't have a tremolo, did he? No. I call the album Bronx in Blue because I don't sing black, I don't sing white, I sing Bronx, you know? It's black music filtered through an Italian neighborhood comes out with an attitude. Yo. I drive my wife crazy. I've been married 42 years. I know Susan. I know Susan 50 years. You know, I met her in the Bronx. I was playing with a pedal push. The zippers on the bottom of her pedal pushers. And she said, get out of here. And I was in love, you know, I just wanted to, you know. And what happened, I get a song like this, and, I sing it around the house, you know. She still says, get out of here, you know. They call me Sweet Papa D, cause me slamming and tall. But when it comes time to get my ashes hauled, I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that. I'll let my baby do that, and he's my worried mind. I got a red Corvette and I got a strict rule. It gets too hot, I want my engine to cool. I'll let my baby do that. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and he's my worried mind. Hey, baby. Oh, darling. Shift my gears, but any easy loving baby goes on here. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and give my word mine. Well, you can drink my liquor, join my show, but any baby needs a baby gun and dough. I let my baby do that. What you say? Get out of here. I let my baby do that, and it is my word, mine. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. My dear. Oh, baby. Oh, little girl. You keep me satisfied. Well, you can drink my coffee, use my cream. You come to love and me, that's gonna be in the dream. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that. I let my baby do that, and it heals my worried mind. Yeah, baby.
Okay, this here's
a song. When I was a kid, you know, I got a hit record, and I went out to the Brooklyn Fox from the Bronx. That was like a foreign country. And I was out there, and I grew up like to Jimmy Reed songs and Hank Williams songs and John Lee Hooker and all
all that kind of stuff, and I fell in love with it, you know, and that was kind of odd from a kid from Little Italy, you know. They were like, what's... But, you know, I found out at a young age that I could take the guys in the neighborhood on a trip. You know, I'd sit on a stoop, you know, and you could sing like, no one knows what I go through. And they go, oh, that's great. Sing it again, you know. But if you ever tell that, if you ever said that to somebody, they'd kick your head in, you know. No one knows what I go, you know. So I found out real early on you could take these guys on a trip and not threaten them, you know. And it was fun. It was like a secret for me because I grew up in a house with a lot of conflict, people always arguing, the rent, the data, about it. Oh, it was driving, and I found out I could write a song and kind of end the conflict with it. Like, you could write, could I tell some, do I have time to tell stories on? Oh, I do? Okay, I didn't know. Never been here. But you could write a song like, here I am, girls, standing in the rain, going around inside a hurricane, baby. I want to ride with you. I want to ride with you, baby. That's all I want to do. And you say, you know, nobody knows exactly how I feel. My mind feels like it ain't got no driving wheel, baby. I want to ride with you. I want to ride with you, baby. That's all I want to do. And then you could end the conflict. You go, everybody's got to make a change sometime. My heart has turned towards the sunshine, baby. I want to ride with you. Yeah. I want to ride with you, baby. That's all I want to do. You know, like that. So it was like my world come down like to a 3-minute thing, and you could end the conflict. And this here song, I was telling you about going out to the Brooklyn Fox. And, you know, the first show I was on was like Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Fats Domino. I mean, I was sitting on a stool with Fats Domino. There wasn't a lot of room on the piano stool, but I was sitting there with him. And I said, Fats, who did you listen to as a kid? And he said, I didn't know Tony Sinofano and a Kinantino Fontonio Fontownson. And I said, what? And he repeated it. And I never talked to him again because I was like, I didn't know what he was talking about. But I was in at the Brooklyn Paramount. Sorry, Brooklyn Fox. And I was playing some blues, and, you know, Howlin' Wolf was back there, and Howlin' Wolf was 6'6", man. He had shoes like... Whew. He was like... If you didn't know him, and I didn't at the time, you know, he was an intimidating-looking guy. And he said, where do you... You know, Bo Diddley and him, they put their heads in the dirt. Where do you learn how to play guitar like that? I thought I was going to die that day. You know? And I just got tongue-tied, you know, and I thought about it, and I said, I listened to records. And there was a silence. And they both looked at each other and said, yeah, me too, yeah, okay. I said, I think I'm going to live, you know. But I got this right from a Howlin' Wolf record. And somebody told me Billie Holiday did it. I never heard her version. Some folk feel like this, some folk feel like that, but you know the way I feel. Well, don't you call me fat, because I'm built for comfort. I ain't built for speed. I got everything, don't you know, you little girls need. Some folk rip and run, some folk breathe inside, but if you want me, baby, you're gonna have to take your time. I'm built for comfort. Oh, little girl, I ain't built for speed. I got everything,
satisfy your soul. I'm built for comfort. Oh, little girl, I ain't built for speed. Some folk feel like this, they feel like that. You know the way I feel, don't you? Call me fat, you know I'm built for comfort. Oh, little girl, I'm like a Cadillac. I got everything. All on you, little girl.
Built for Comfort, as our guest today, Dion, just said, the Howlin' Wolf tune. He was a man who was built for comfort. It's kind of funny hearing you sing that.
Huge man. 6'6", very big, 200 and almost 300-pound guy. You know, he was huge.
But doesn't really describe you at all, Dion.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. You know, at this age, I'm built for
comfort. You're doing
pretty
well. You're doing pretty well. Dion's new album is called Bronx and Blue, and... Just a great selection of tunes. And I guess what we kind of need to know, you told a little bit about this being the music that you listened to, you know, before you were even performing. How did you decide to do this? It's so funny. You've made so many career changes over the years, sort of, but they've all made sense at the time and just being really true to who you are. And how did this come about?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. If I sit in a room with a guitar and I played from different albums, like albums that I made with Phil Spector producing and arranging, or Michael Omardian, or had a doo-wop group behind me, if I take any one of those songs and I'm singing in a room with the guitar, it sounds like one fabric, you know, like it just sounds... It's like Dion music. These particular songs, they're songs that I grew up with, because some people think I grew up to rock and roll. Being a first generation rock and roller, I didn't. I grew up to Howlin' Wolf and Jimmy Reed. And
is it true that you knew like the entire Hank Williams catalog?
I knew practically all his songs by the age of 13.
Wow.
I was like a fanatic. Honky Tonk Blues was the first song I ever heard of his, and it's on this album. Over the years, you know, there are people like Paul Simon, you know, he's a New Yorker. We go out for lunch. Those songs that you sing in my house, you know, I sing them in my house, but I always tossed it off. And until I was on Fresh Air with Terry Gross on NPR, promoting an album called Deja Nu, and I had some new songs I wrote, and she had all these interesting questions, and I had a guitar with me, so I would punctuate the stories with some of these songs that I grew up to emphasize what I was talking about or to make my point. And when the interview was over, there must have been four people in the control room, and the mics went on, and Terry Gross herself said, "You should record all that stuff, you know, that those songs with the guitar, because people don't even know you play guitar." And I'm thinking, well, I played on all my early hit records, you know, I played on Ruby Baby, I played on The Wanderer, you know what, you know, and you know, I was kind of tossed it off again. But they were pretty insistent. I started giving it some thought when I left there. And Richard Goddard, who is an old-time friend, we wrote some songs in the in our heyday when I was, you know, when I had Runaround Sue and The Wanderer out. And he called. He said, "Dion, I, you know, really, that interview." He heard the interview. So he kind of echoed what they were telling me, you know, and it started to
impact or, you know, persuade me. And I went in and just cut it, like, in 2 days. It's very, you know, like they say, organic or pure, or I'm right out there. It's a very bold album, you know, and it's very close to my heart. It's you can't even catch me thinking on this album.
That's a great way to put it.
It just comes out, you know.
Well, you do a bunch of Robert Johnson tunes, Traveling Riverside, and I guess Terraplane's one of his. But you do Crossroads, and I heard you on stage talking a little bit about how you feel about that song.
Well, Crossroads, you know, you always hear these stories like Robert Johnson made a deal with the devil. Where that came up, I don't know. But the song starts out, I went down to the crossroads. I fell down on my knees. I asked the Lord above, have mercy, save poor Bob if you please. And to me, when I first heard Robert Johnson, I heard the naked cry of the human heart apart from God. A guy who was, you know, Springsteen wrote a song called Everybody Has a Hungry Heart. Everybody's looking to be home, to have union, to be, you know, in a community, feel at home on a lot of different levels. And he says, nobody wants to be alone. And, you know, there's so many songs like that. And I really feel that God just gave us the form of the blues to help us along on the journey as we're walking to cry out, to express ourselves on the way. And so to me, it's a beautiful form that just dropped out of the sky, you know, fell out of it, you know.
Well, let's go back on stage and hear this version of Crossroads from our guest today, Dion.
Okay, this next song is, this has been done by a lot of people. But I kind of explored the spiritual angle of it because that's where I felt the song was coming from, so that's what I did. Now, if this thing, you know, I bought this thing in tune. I don't know. When I bought it, it was, never learned how to tune it, but we'll try it. Going down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Going down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. And I asked the Lord above, have mercy, save me if you please. You know I'm standing at the crossroads, trying to flag a ride. Standing at the crossroads, trying to flag a ride. Yeah, nobody seemed to know me. Everybody passed me by. One thing, baby, make me want to drink. Depend on how you treat me, mama, I'll begin to think. Oh, baby, my life don't feel the same. You know, it breaks my heart, little girl, when you call Mr. So-and-so's name. Boy, you can wrong people. Boy, I'll tell my friend, old Willie Brown. Yeah, Ron James. Tell my friend, old Willie Brown. You know I'm standing at the crossroads, people, and I do believe, baby, I'm sinking down. Sweet Jesus, in the story that I've been told,
Jesus. Oh Lord, in the story that I've been told, if anybody cried out, Lord have mercy, you surely saved my soul. Oh, run, you can run. Yeah, song gonna catch me here. You know that song gone down. That dog gonna catch me here. You know I'm standing at the crossroads, people. Seem nobody feels my care. I love both east and west. You know I'm going down to the crossroads. I look both east and west. Yeah, I got no sweet loving woman, Lord, in my distress.
Another blues tune from Dion, that is Crossroads. More with Dion live on stage and our conversation coming up when we get back here to the World Cafe. This is the World Cafe. Our concert with Dion continues, and our audience at World Cafe Live would not let him off the stage without a performance of one of the old songs, and the one that seemed to fit best with the Bronx and Blue new material was The Wanderer.
Well, this is, you know, this is kind of like the white version of Hoochie Coochie Man and I'm a Man, you know. Bronx rendition of those songs. Yeah, I'm the type of guy, and I like to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town, find myself falling for some girl. I hop into that car mine, drive around the world. I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer. Little girl asked me which one I love best. I tailed in my shirt, show a rosy on my chest. I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer. I get around. I roam from town to town through life without a care. I'm happy. But I'm going away. I'm a type of guy, and I like to roam around. I'm never in one place. I'm
to call mine. I drive around the world and I'm wandering. Oh, did it, girl, I get round, 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 round. Whoa, now here's a story that must be told. Italian Tony, he just sold his house, car, all he got. Went to the States, opened the gates to crime. That's what he was doing, the gang. That's what he was doing, the people in doubt. They shouted out, the wanderer. That's what it's about. I said, yeah, yeah. I said, yeah, yeah. Look at, look at, look at, look at, look at him. Why, I'm a type of guy, like a roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. Fish loving the ocean. Worms underneath the ground. Look at birds loving the treetops. Don't turn me down, I'm a wanderer. Oh, little girl, I'll get around. You know I roam from town to town, through life without a care. I'm as happy. But I'm going nowhere. Na, 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 man. Yeah, little girl, come on, jump. Yeah, baby, I'm gonna travel round, 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 round. I'm a wanderer. Get around, round, round. I don't kid around. I get around. Leave the gun, take the cannolis. God bless you. Thank you.
Finishing up there with a bluesified performance of The Wanderer. But it's so funny, Dion, hearing that, you it just kind of fits, or you made it fit in with all this.
Audience was calling it out. They were really great. They were better than I was. They wanted to hear The Wanderer, so I did a spontaneous version of it in some key that I don't know what it was. But it's always fun to do.
You talked a bit about some of the tours you were put on, some of the shows, the famous Paramount shows, whether they be in Manhattan or the one you talked about in Brooklyn. And it's funny, I just saw the Johnny Cash movie, and they had a whole bunch of the little package tours that Sun Records put together. What was the experience like backstage? Could you really hang out with – did everybody hang out?
Oh, Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent. You know, we would rock out back there, you know. I was on that tour with co-headlining a tour with Buddy Holly back in 59. You know, Richie Valens, myself, and Buddy Holly on that bus. We for 2 weeks. I wish I had a tape recorder back there because it was quite stirring for me. I was 19 years old, you know. Richie Valens was 16. Buddy Holly was 22. And we were from different parts of the world, different parts of the country. I was from an Italian ghetto section from the Bronx, and Richie Valens was from the San Fernando Valley, Chicano, and Buddy Holly from Lubbock, Texas. So we all had these different brands of rock and roll, but we all had Fender guitars, and we all understood something about what was going on, you know, and we... And it was some kind of deal in the back of the bus there for 2 weeks. You know, when I made a decision not to go on that chartered plane because it would have, Buddy was recruiting, you know, people to get on it. You know, Dion, you want to, you know, if we get enough people on it, the cost will go down. And he come up with this price, $36. It was $36 to get on that plane. And that's what my parents were always arguing about, $36 a month rent back in the Bronx. And I refused to go on the thing. I thought, I can't spend 30 whole month's rent on a 45-minute plane flight from Clear Lake, Iowa to Fargo, North Dakota. But when we got to Fargo the next day and heard that the plane went down and killed all aboard, you know, Buddy, Richie, the Big Bopper, and the pilot, it changed my life. I was sitting on that bus, and there were their guitars lying on the seats, and their outfits hung up on the bus, and it was a little yellow Baptist school bus that we had, you know, that was breaking down all the time. But I was alone, and that just kind of formed me in a way that I didn't expect, I didn't dream of, because I started asking myself some hard questions that day, you know, like, who am I, where am I, where am I going? So I guess I had that cry of the heart like Robert Johnson, you know. I had the blues in a sense, you know. You don't have to be black and be in the living in the 30s and walking down a road in Mississippi to have the blues. You know, you could be anywhere in the world and feel abandoned.
You know, it's interesting about that incident in your life, but you had a big change in your life when you got sober. And when you, correct me if I'm wrong, was that when you really returned to religion, returned to the more spiritual side of things? Or was that something that had been, because you talk a lot about your Catholic upbringing. I'm curious as to whether that stuck with you all
the time.
You
know, I tell you, I don't even know how to explain. The only way I could explain it is this guy was in a spiritually based 12-step program, and I was having a hard time in 68. And he told me, Dion, you can't solve your problem. You need God to solve it. So why don't you ask? He said, there's a lot of people that are going to arrive someday standing in front of the Lord, and he's going to say, why didn't you ask me? You know, you say, how long? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Well, why didn't you ask? You know, ask and you'll receive. So that day, I just said a prayer. I said, God, help me. I need your help. And all I could say is I asked, and here I am, 38 years later, clean and sober. So I had a spiritual experience, you know, that just gave me the strength to, the grace enabled me to want to be teachable and to be open again and listen and to find a new way of life. But it wasn't me that, like, I was so smart that I put this together. It was just, I think it was God's grace that enabled me to start opening my heart and listening.
And our thanks to Dion for joining us today. His new album is called Bronx in Blue. And if you're looking for it, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store at worldcafe.npr.org.